to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me get back to Cliff and Spartanburg. We'll pick this conversation back up. Cliff, all right. I was cutting you short. I started you late. So let's get back to that conversation. So who do you like and who do you not like? So we talked a little bit about Kansas State and about Virginia Tech and being automatic fade mode already. Fading Kansas State and Virginia Tech 3 weeks into the season, that is not good. And then and then I guess the same thing applies to Stanford, who, you know, pretty much sucks out loud. So
yeah, we've been fading Stanford since the last year of David Shaw. So it's
since we remain the last vigilant year of in that. David Shaw.
We remain vigilant in that sense. But Walt, before you went to break, you were talking to another caller about this being a show me week, right? There's a lot to learn. Yep. And what caught my attention on the schedule was how many heavy, big-name favorites are going on the road. You have Oklahoma going to Temple at noon, 21.5. You've got Oregon going to Northwestern at noon, 28.
By the way, Cliff, not only in the Oklahoma game, not only that, but they're coming off a major home win over Michigan.
Yep. And not even watching Temple film. Yep. You know, I mean, these kids are 19, 20 years old. They're this game's over already. So, you know, I'm staying away. I can't put hard-earned money on Temple, Walt, but, you know, if you like that line, maybe a first half slow start play, you know, will be something to look at. You have Utah, heavy favorite at Wyoming. This is probably one that I'm more interested in. I've been somewhat surprised by Utah's early success, but you know, Wyoming is a tough place to play, Walt.
It is a tough place to play. Lots of teams have gone to die there. You know, it's sometimes it's altitude related, which shouldn't be an issue for Utah. I wouldn't imagine, but But yeah, it is. It has been a problem.
Yeah, and that's one you just don't watch if you do play that one, because there's nothing fun about Wyoming and or Utah football.
The fun thing about Utah right now is Devin Dampier, the transfer quarterback, yep, who has brought life to the Utah offense, and he's a dual threat guy, and he's quick, and he's athletic, and he has given Utah a pulse that I wasn't sure they would have before the year, and he deserves credit for that. And the rest of that team is pretty good. The question was the quarterback position. Right now, Utah's getting good quarterback play from Devin Dampier.
Two more, and I don't even know why these games are scheduled. You have SMU, for some reason, going to Missouri State as a four-touchdown favorite. You know, heart-wrenching. Basically got cheated in that game last week. So,
yeah,
curious to see how they pick themselves up. You have Iowa State going to Arkansas State as a 3-touchdown favorite. So, again, you expect all these teams to blow these home teams out, but it would probably reveal some warts if there are any to be shown, you know, in some of these games. Well, and I'll jump off. A guy that impressed me last week, Michigan State quarterback. I know he was pretty high regarded coming out of high school, but, man, some of his runs last week were unbelievable. And I don't know the likelihood of getting him to Gus Malzahn anytime soon, but, man, if they run him more Cam Newton style, I think they'd put themselves in a much better position. So I'll take your thoughts off there.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff. Yeah, I was high on Michigan State and Childs before the season and Jonathan Smith. In fact, I'm pretty positive I gave them out as a total play. I have no idea, Ramona, whether it would benefit us to take a look at our total plays early to see which look good and which doesn't. It's been a while, and the season's just getting started. So I don't know. I didn't really think about that. But pull them up. Maybe we'll take a look at it. I want to get into some conversation though about Georgia Tech and who they are and what they are and who I would be concerned about, and sort of your Georgia Tech primer that I promised today. Obviously, today has been an unusual day thus far, but we still have time to have this conversation about Georgia Tech, and I want to pick that up because I had promised to do this on social media and in our promo, so I want to pick it up and talk about who they are and what they are. First of all, I think when you look at Georgia Tech right now in terms of football coaching, I think this is an extremely well-coached football team. I mean, a really well-coached football team. I think you have one of the more innovative offensive minds in the college game at Georgia Tech in Buster Faulkner. And I think what they've done with this offense is really remarkable. It is an offense that demands you have eye discipline on defense. I think that to this point of the year, you can question the eye discipline of the Clemson defense to a degree. I did not think it was great against Troy. I thought that defensive performance against Troy was not what I expected at all. And it concerns me that Troy can do the type of things that they did when you face this Georgia Tech team, quarterbacked by Haynes King. Now, Georgia Tech has two quarterbacks. Right, that's a fact. And, you know, Haynes King is, I think, as Dabo Swinney correctly said, the toughest kid playing college football today. I've said this over and over. I think he just flat out is. He's too tough for his own good. That's the problem. So you need a backup quarterback that can play in Aaron Filo. They have one. I mean, Filo is the better passer of the two quarterbacks. That's never been debated. We told you that 2 years ago. But King is the best quarterback for this football team. And, you know, he is a maestro at running this offense of Georgia Tech's with all of the things that they throw at you. And we're going to get into that. But, you know, it's an offense that's really difficult from an eye discipline standpoint. It if you don't have great eye discipline against Georgia Tech, you're in trouble. And it's not just words, okay? This is essentially a spread triple option That's what it is. And it features misdirection and stretch zone and jets and reverses and, you know, and screen game and all of these things, the shifts, the motions, the pulling offensive linemen in one direction with misdirection. I mean, they put a ton on your plate from a preparation standpoint, a ton. And it is a very difficult offense to defend. And if you are not completely sound, if you do not have great eye discipline, they will kill you. They will kill you. And they're so well coached, and they're so good at attacking weak spots, and they will find those weak spots in the passing game. You know, Haynes King played all last year with an injured. He was injured. He basically couldn't throw the ball. And yet, despite that, he completed 73% of his throws. He does not have a great arm. But he has a more than adequate arm to make all the throws he needs to make in that Georgia Tech offense. And a big part of it is because he runs. Look, Georgia Tech is a run-first football team. All right? They will find the soft spots in zone coverage, though, and they will attack you with it. They'll attack it with the tight end. They'll attack it with Rutherford. They will find those spots. They are going to do a lot of things to bait your linebackers. They're going to bait your linebacker discipline. Right, and what they're going to try and do is they're going to force those linebackers to creep up, and then they're going to throw it over their head. They're going to throw it right over their head, right down the middle of the field, right over their head, right behind them. They love to do that. And their passing game, you know, you might think, well, the passing game isn't intricate. It's isn't sophisticated, but it's extremely effective in attacking the weak areas that they create. Because of the eye discipline issues their offensive scheme forces. And so it's going to be imperative, especially for a young linebacker like Sammy Brown, going to be imperative. Sammy wants to play downhill all the time. Georgia Tech will try and take advantage of that. They will try and take advantage of that. Because, again, that's how he plays and that's how he should play. But it's a difficult offense to deal with. And King is such a master at running this offense. I mean, they fumbled like twice all year last year. I mean, you know, what happened at the beginning of the Colorado game was an aberration. That is not the norm. It was game one, and you know, there were several different things that happened there at the beginning. Now, they overcame it on the road, and they went on to win. But just in general, all right, when you're talking about defending this attack. You're talking about an offense under Faulkner that features misdirection, stretch zone, jets, reverses, screens, shifts, motion, pulling the O-line in one direction and running misdirection. And then off of these jet sweep actions, they will try and bait you. You know, when I went back and watched film of Georgia Tech, one of the things they love to do is run jet sweep action, freeze the middle linebacker, and then they'll run a receiver right behind that into the soft spot in the zone in the middle of the field. I mean, they're clever. They're almost diabolical in terms of how they run this offense. That's how they were able to totally, you know, look, we remember how the season started with Clemson and Georgia. Georgia Tech did whatever they wanted to against Georgia in Athens. They did whatever they wanted to. They put up 500 and something yards of offense in regulation against Georgia's personnel, which included two guys who went to the NFL in round one. Georgia did whatever they wanted, in Walker and Williams, by the way. Or Georgia Tech did whatever they wanted to Georgia. They had Georgia completely bamboozled. I mean, Georgia, this is Kirby Smart, one of the greatest defensive minds in football, and they had no chance to stop Georgia Tech. That's with Walker and Williams. They had no chance to stop them. Again, they surrendered 500 and something yards to Haynes King and Georgia Tech in regulation. And King was just brilliant. Now, the first question, before we get into some of the other elements of this, but the first question regarding Georgia Tech for this weekend is the health of Haynes King. And that's frequently a question with Georgia Tech because, you know, again, he's the toughest dude playing college football today, but he's too tough for his own good because he doesn't know when to say when, ever. You know, he doesn't look physical, but he's a physical runner. He's always leaning forwards. He's always getting an extra yard or two on every run. And again, he runs that offense like an absolute maestro. And that's why he's the perfect fit for what they do. You know, he's not the best passer. That's Aaron Filo. But he's the best guy to run the offense. And Dabo knows it, and Georgia Tech knows it. And, you know, but look, they're in a good situation because they have a young quarterback who's an excellent passer and has a bright future. And he's not a stiff either, by the way, Filo. But King is a magician running this offense. And he should be at this point. He should be. And, you know, and they're going to go as he goes. But he just basically doesn't make mistakes anymore. He used to. He doesn't make mistakes anymore. And he carved up Georgia on a platter last year in this game. And he deserved to win. Two bad calls kept Georgia Tech from winning the game. You know, and the nonsense fumble at the end of the game, it was just an atrocious call. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't know what his status is. Yesterday they said full go at practice, but I don't know. You know, it's been classified as a lower body injury. Some people have questioned that. I don't know what his injury was. If it's a lower body injury, it didn't keep him from rushing for 160 yards against Colorado. I can tell you that much. So, you know, more to be learned, more to be gleaned on that front. But Georgia Tech, in terms of what they offer you in the run game, this is the most deceptive running attack in America. They get to the edges. They have explosive guys. They're gonna stretch you across the width of the field. And then once they force eye discipline issues on you, they're gonna try and throw the ball over your head. I think Dabo Swinney may have classified it as a spread triple option. If he did, I would agree with that assessment in terms of the things that they are offering. So we'll talk more about this on the other side. We'll get to your calls as well. We'll take a quick break here. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TramlinMills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. they come? From your own backyard. Which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit ShedsOfSpartanburg.com or ShedsOfWelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
As a scientist, I can tell you that Sundays are only 24 hours long. But with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get every game every Sunday all in one place. That's upwards of 30 hours of NFL in one day. How can there be 30 hours in 24 hours, you ask? I have a theory. Magic. New users get NFL Sunday Ticket for 8 payments of $34.50 per month. Sign up at NFLSundayTicket.com. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games and commercial use. Terms and embargoes apply. Availability varies.
GNC knows that you're not always feeling it at the gym, but don't get down, get lit, and get more out of every workout. Beyond Raw Lit is a clinically dosed pre-workout that flips the switch and gives you more energy, focus, intensity, and pumps. The perfect combo for a killer workout. Plus, it's got incredible flavors and thousands of five-star reviews, so you know it's good. Pick it up at GNC stores or go to GNC.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
What's that for the touchdown?
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
I'm up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on the tight rope.
Walt Tip to the Red Rage. We are back. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Appreciate you getting back in, Rudy. Hey, Rudy.
Yes, sir. Hey, Rudy. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Rudy. Good to have you. Thank you.
Hey, Walt. I think Clemson's there for a dogfight Saturday. I'm thinking, I think they're more talented than Georgia Tech, but I think Georgia Tech may be more physical on the lines of scrimmage. What do you think?
You know, I don't want to think that's possible because I think Clemson at the line of scrimmage should be a really physical football team. but we haven't necessarily seen it yet. I think that, you know, you're going to have to let Adam Randall and the offensive lineman eat at the start of this game. I think that's what I would do. Take a little pressure off Cade. See if you can come out and run the ball and play a physical brand of football. See if you can give Georgia Tech a little of their own medicine. I think that's important. I think there'll be some vital elements to this game that I haven't discussed yet that I'm going to get into in a couple minutes.
Key is a big dog on physicality.
Oh, I mean, you know, no question.
Can I ask you this? As far as the Big 12 is concerned, is Baylor the top dog right now?
I don't know. It might be, you know. It might be Utah. We haven't seen enough of them.
I forgot. Yeah, Utah.
I wasn't really high on Utah before the year, but Dampier has looked good thus far. We need more games, Rudy. It's just too soon. The Arizona State loss was a little unexpected.
The Big 12 is one of those where you never know, right?
I think that's right. I think the whole league is competitive. I don't think anybody's great. I think Baylor is the best offensive team in the league. Who's the best defensive
team? Robinson is a beast.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I it's a good team, and I still think Arizona State's better than they showed. I was confused by late the fourth quarter of that game. I mean, they basically refused to let Leavitt throw the ball. I've got Tyson, arguably the best receiver in the nation and one of the better quarterbacks in the nation, and they refused to let him throw the ball. They just ran every single play, and eventually it sort of cost them.
Well, let me ask you, I want to make a comment now. I just one more question. The Atlanta kicker, Wu,
yeah,
he never misses. Never misses, Walt. Why did he miss? He crushed my soul Sunday. I was like, dude, come on. You never miss. And you got to miss right now, right? So, anyway. I was like, okay, here we go, right? Yeah, the typical Atlanta thing to do. Let's go. So, anyway, Walt, let me ask you one last question. As far as the top dog in the SEC, is it Oklahoma?
You know, I don't know, Rudy. I think that Texas, Oklahoma, LSU, Georgia, maybe Auburn.
You don't really worry about what Texas looked like at Ohio State.
No, because it's game one. I will tell you this. I'm a little worried about Arch Manning and his throwing motion. And what Sarkisian's answer to that was, somebody alerted me to that yesterday. And I watched that answer, and I thought his answer was a little puzzling. I'm not sure Arch Manning is healthy. And if he's not healthy, then Texas has a big problem.
Have they mentioned the injury at all?
It appears to be something with his throwing motion, his throwing shoulder. His delivery point seems to be more sidearm suddenly. And so that's raising speculation, and Sarkisian didn't really address it. So, you know, I don't know. That's going to be something to watch moving forward because, any speculation about Texas and playoff and national championship, that certainly has to do with Arch Manning. If it's not Arch Manning, then they have problems.
At this point, I think the playoffs and contention is up in the air, right?
It is, very much, yeah. I think we need at least another week.
I'll say this, and I'm going to take this in the honor of Gamecock Will, because love him. I loved him and I hated him, so whatever. But I'm going to say Vanderbilt 31, South Carolina 17. Thank you, my friend. Take care. All right.
Thank you, Rudy. I appreciate that. You know, I'm going back to this for one second because, again, we live in this world. You may have killed the human that was Charlie Kirk, but you're not going to kill the spirit that was Charlie Kirk. And in killing Charlie Kirk, all you've succeeded in doing is spawning an equal and opposite reaction. I don't mean for violence. I mean that there will be other Charlie Kirks now. There will be more of them. And some of those students who were there today, they're going to pick it up. They're going to be the next Charlie Kirks. You can't stop. You can't kill an idea. You may have taken a human life away, But you can't kill an idea. Let's get back to Georgia Tech and who and what they are. So we talked about everything that you see out of the Faulkner offense and you know, in all of these different elements, the jet sweeps, the misdirection, the eye discipline issues, the stretch zone, the jets, the reverses, the screens, the shifts, the motions. They put a ton on your preparation plate, and again, they force eye discipline issues. Then they throw it over your head. That's what they do. You know, they'll run these jet motions to try and get the linebackers to sneak up, and then they're going to throw it into the evacuated space right behind the linebacker. That's what they're going to do. And they do some other, you know, it may not be the most sophisticated passing game in the world, but there are elements of it that look sophisticated in terms of execution. And we'll talk about that. But we've talked a little generically about the things that Georgia Tech does to force problems. What I want to do next is talk about their talent, who you need to look out for, but I also want to talk about the practical element of what this all means. Because there are two things that it's going to mean for this football game. I'm not doing the turnover thing, all right? That's always true of every football game, all right? So I don't really talk about that because it's true in every game. It's obvious it's true in every game. Every game is decided by that eventually. But I'm talking about the X and O's of the game, the meat and potatoes of the game, and what they do and what you have to do to beat them, all right? So in order to beat this football team, in order to beat Georgia Tech, right, let's talk about Clemson defensively first. The eye discipline, I've said 7 times, all right? That's essential. It's imperative. It's not just words versus this team. You have to have it. If you don't, you can't beat them. You have to have that. I think the eye discipline of the Clemson defense right now is suspect. It's going to need to be better, a lot better than anything Clemson has seen thus far, a lot better. But the other part of this game defensively is this. From a Clemson defensive standpoint, you have to limit Georgia Tech on first down. You have to. Now, somebody say, well, that's true in every game, Walt. Yeah, first down is the most important down. Everything that follows in football comes from first down. But with Georgia Tech, it's way more important than most because the Georgia Tech offense largely nickels and dimes you to death. They paper cut you to death. You wind up hemorrhaging, but it's a holes from a whole series of paper cuts. You bleed out from a whole series of paper cuts. That's what their offense is. And they own first down. You can't let them own first down. If you go back and watch the Georgia Tech Georgia game last year, they owned first down. They were in 2nd and 5 or 2nd and 4 and 2nd and 3 all night long. If you let them into that position, you are at their absolute mercy. You have no chance. You have to, defensively, you have to control first down. It is the single most important element of the Georgia Tech offense versus the Clemson defense. If you cannot control that element of the game, you cannot stop that offense. You have no chance. Now, this is true on the other side as well, all right? And what I mean by that is, from a Clemson standpoint, look, this is going to be, if Georgia Tech has their way, it's going to be a low possession game. And Judge Judy's pointing at her watch. All right, the clock is ticking on you. Clemson's offense is already struggling. If you wind up in a low possession game with Georgia Tech, then you have to produce every time you have the ball. If you fail to, you're going to lose. And Georgia Tech wants to make it a low possession game. That's the goal. The goal is for them to win first down. They have two goals. Their goals are to win first down and to make it a low possession game. Those are the two Georgia Tech goals. That's what the goals are going to be in this football game. If they master those goals, Clemson will lose. From a Clemson standpoint, how do you, other than the defense has to stand up on first down and win first down, what does the offense, what's the offense's role in this in terms of controlling this game, preventing the low possession game, preventing Georgia Tech from doing what they want to do? The offense's role is Clemson must convert third down. They must convert fourth down. If you have third and short, fourth and short, you have to own those downs. You have to capitalize. You have to convert on those downs. Because if you don't, you wind up punting it right back to them. And now you're back in the meat grinder again. And so you have to control what you can control offensively. Clemson cannot play an LSU-style game offensively against this team and expect to win the game. Dabo Swinney's not joking when he's talking about how this is the most difficult game that they're going to play to this point, that type of thing. Whatever, I don't remember his exact words, but that's the gist of what he said. All right, this is what it's going to take. You on defense, you have to rule first down. Have to. On offense, you have to rule third and fourth down. Now, part of that comes back to winning first down, but you can't punt the ball back to Georgia Tech. You have to string first downs together. You can't, that's an essential in this game. Clemson needs to possess the ball some. Georgia Tech can take the ball and take the air out of it. They can wind up possessing the ball for an enormous amount of time and winning this time of possession deal. And this is how they win. This is how they win these type of games. That's why they've been so good playing these ranked teams. They're playing a physical brand of football, and they're doing the little things they need to win those games. You've somehow got to alter that pattern. It's hard to imagine this being a pretty game from a Clemson perspective. You don't need it to be pretty. You need it to be efficient and effective. And again, I think from a Clemson offensive standpoint, I think possessing the ball, stringing first downs together is the way to beat Georgia Tech. That's the way to beat them. In a way, you've got to beat them at their own game. In a way, you have to be able to do that. And I think Adam Randall's got to be a big part of that. I think the run game early for Clemson has to be a big part of that. You cannot have that situation that developed in half two against LSU with second and 10 and third and 10. You can't have any of that crap. That kind of stuff, and you lose. You've got to be in, you got to wind up in like third and three, third and two, and you've got to win third and fourth down. You got to keep the ball away from them. You've got to drive the ball. You've got to possess it. You got to get Cade's confidence back with some early quick game throws. It's things that you know he's going to complete, passes that are going to move the chains. You've got to be able to do some of that. If not, you get caught up in what Georgia got caught up in versus Georgia Tech last year. Quick break.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Faxon Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar. Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD Weight Loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTrainingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in the heart of Anderson showcases the very best in cards, from sports to Pokemon. Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles invite you to buy or sell. They offer hard-to-find cards, and they buy collections as well. Collectibles and cards are a great pastime for families, and you never know, you just might have or find that once-in-a-lifetime valuable card. See Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in the heart of Anderson, right next to Mama Penn's, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Sundays by appointment.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I got that green light, babe. I get to be moving on a year. I get to clean my babe. I get to be moving on a year. I might go out to California.
Go great JJ Kale. Welcome to the Road Rage. Let me tell you about the great Gary Mahaffey. You probably already know this, but if you're aging into Medicare, trust me, you need Gary Mahaffey on your side. I hope you know by now, Gary goes the extra mile in the agent-client relationship for you. What do I mean by that? How about this? Gary has changed his own Medicare Advantage plan each of the last 11 years for your benefit. He does this so he better understands every single element of these plans that he's offering you. You tell me anybody else who would do that. That's who he is. The guy is salt of the earth, trust me, and you need him on your team. He's right here. You know, you've heard all the unsolicited testimonials. They come in all the time about Gary and what he's meant to people's lives. There is no way to navigate these choices as a layperson. They are just way too involved. So you need an expert. Well, there's only one expert. It's Gary Mahaffey. Trust me when I tell you this. Gary and his wife, Jeannie, she's an agent too. They've been doing this for a quarter century. And you're not just a number or commission of them. You've heard people talk about what Gary's meant to their lives. And he'll always return your calls in a timely fashion. He'll meet with you in person. He'll always take your time to help you understand whatever questions or problems you might have. This is Gary Mahaffey. He doesn't work for Medicare or any of these companies. He works for you, the customer, and his services always come without any charge to you. They're just going to benefit you. Look, if you have the wrong Medicare agent, and I'm afraid if you don't have Gary Mahaffey, you do, or you need some help, give Gary a call. And by the way, these are my words, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And as always, you'll thank me later. Gary can help change your life for the better as you're heading in to this period of your life. Without question. Hey, Ramona, you know, I think we could use a light moment. So I'm going to offer you a light moment if I can get back here. And where is it? Oh, here we go. All right. I don't know how many of you have seen this, but most of you are probably aware that South Florida went to Florida and beat Florida last week. Most of you are probably aware that South Florida actually has wins over two ranked teams, at least previously ranked teams in Boise State and Florida, ranked when South Florida took them on and beat them. Most of you understand that South Florida beat Florida in Florida's building. There's like a simple elementary logic to this, right? And it would be true if you were a pollster, correct? Well, unless your name is Haley Sawyer. Because if your name is Haley Sawyer, you voted Florida ahead of South Florida. Despite South Florida beating Florida, despite South Florida having wins over two ranked teams in Boise State and Florida, Haley Sawyer, who is just an absolute dolt, voted Florida ahead of South Florida. What's really impressive about Haley, Ramona, is she's so stupid she doesn't even know it. This may be the dumbest person. Every time I think that you can't get dumber, along comes somebody else that says, hold my beer. Well, Haley Sawyer is that person in sports, because not only did she vote in a manner that means she really shouldn't get to vote. Listen to her explanation. And she says all this like red-faced and laughing and chuckling like it all means nothing. I mean, when you're a voter, you have a certain responsibility. You have a responsibility to these kids, to the kids who play for South Florida, for example, who just went to Florida and accomplished one of the great goals of their lives, and you in 1 second washed it all away because of your absolute incompetence. And what's really amazing, it's all lost on this woman. It's just all
That's absolutely true.
Right.
You
mean,
tell.
Right. She must have an IQ of like a demented gerbil. I mean, if you put her in a human wheel, I don't think she could run it, because when you listen to her, when you listen to her explanation, you'll say, oh, okay, I get it now. You know, before,
this is bad.
Right, before, if you had just seen her vote in a vacuum, you said, oh, man, what kind of idiot would do that? Well, this idiot. Go ahead, Ramona.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with
She needs to not vote because she doesn't think it matters. Right, doesn't matter. She said
so she shouldn't vote at all.
There are lots of people who vote in the AP poll, and so it probably evens out in the end. I'm sorry, idiot. Help me. How would many people voting the wrong way even out? If everybody acted like you and ignored the results of the games, look, at some point, that particular result won't matter. But in the immediate, it just happened. It just happened. And you don't have a right to do that to those kids. But it is completely lost. This woman is like giggling and laughing the whole time and red-faced. Yeah. And listen to her.
This is her response to everybody thinking she's crazy, right?
Right. And just,
she has a process.
Which she called progress. She said, I have a progress.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it, but I was late doing the game. Yeah. In other words, she's half asleep.
Yeah, I'm not going to explain what my progress is. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
My progress. I'm not going to explain my progress. Are there still Valley Girls? Is that what she is? I mean, honestly, Ramona, I've heard some dumb explanations in the past by athletes, by people in this industry, by people in general. This is like the dumbest thing I've heard since Junior Miss South Carolina's explanation.
It's not a reason. It's just a lot of fluff.
Right. She didn't give any reason.
She didn't give any reason why she did what she did.
Yeah.
She was just like, well, I was up late the night before.
Yeah. Let's hear from Haley again. Mike, I'll get to you in a second. Again.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote.
No matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. What?
She said disregard her vote. Because it doesn't mean anything. She shouldn't have a vote.
You should not have a vote.
Yeah. If you don't think it means anything, then you shouldn't be voting.
Right. You know what? You know what? I have never solicited a vote in the poll, but are you telling me that this woman should be voting like over me? You people should be sending me a vote right now. I mean, seriously. I mean, I've never solicited it, so I've never gone through. I don't even know what the process is. But how did this woman get a vote is what I'd like to know. I mean, this woman can't. How does she go through life? How does she tie her own shoes? Seriously. I mean, she sounds like an absolute idiot. Like, my progress. I get up in the morning and I go through my progress, my process, you know. But it doesn't matter because there are so many people who vote in the AP poll that it all comes out in the end. What?
Doesn't matter. We don't need a playoff. I mean, it all comes out in the end.
Man, I have heard some world-class dummies before, but this woman may be as dumb as anyone I've ever heard. Listen, you should have stayed silent. Michael, let me get to Michael. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
You know, so many people call the roll. You know, it's like I can't even get in line and walk because so many people call, man. You know, South Florida, man. You know, it's personal for a lot of those Florida kids.
Right.
You know, because they got turned down by not going to Florida, Miami, Florida State. So
exactly.
When they have the opportunity to play these schools, you know, they're going to try to beat them, and you know. Miami better be on the lookout because, you know, coming into this game, South Florida has nothing to lose. You know, and then if they do beat Miami, which is possible, do they call themselves the king of Florida? You know, after
no, because this woman's going to still vote for Miami above them. No, they're not going to be the king of it. Yeah, no, because this woman's still going to vote for everybody else in Florida above them.
No, she shouldn't even get a pencil.
Yeah.
She shouldn't even be allowed in the room to vote. Like, I don't know, Washington. Some people just I don't know. It's just laughable.
Yeah.
You know, how you put that? That's just dumb.
I mean, she actually said,
some people said,
it doesn't matter because there's so many people who vote. I don't even know, man. There's so many people who vote in the AP poll.
How does she get credentials?
I just don't get it. You wonder how many Heisman voters are like this woman, too. Maybe she has a Heisman vote. Who knows? I bet she does. I bet she has a Heisman vote.
Oh gosh, she might vote for Probabula. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Let me get to some business and tell you about my guy Nick Lavery. Listen, now located at 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, right behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Look, do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Look, Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI, boat, motorcycle accident, wrongful death, parenting, child trouble issues. Nick can handle it all. If it's a DUI, it's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need Nick Lavery to represent you. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, been injured in any sort of accident. It's time to call Nick Lavery to evaluate your case. The call and the consultation are free. Take advantage of it. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And parenting is hard. And look, kids get in trouble. It happens. It doesn't mean they're bad kids. It means they made a mistake and they need some help. Nick and his legal team know all the best options to help defend and protect your child, whether it's DUI, minor possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you. For your free consultation, 864-654-3680 or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today, 864-990-3075. American Door Masters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store.